Welcome to This Shifting Moment. Every Monday and Wednesday, we focus on a reading. And these readings come from Richard's vast library of thought leaders, teachers, and spiritual guides. And after the reading, we offer up an invitation. And it's an invitation that's designed to move something in your own heart. It's designed to help you wake up, help you through your afternoon, or to wind down at the end of the day. Welcome to This Shifting Moment. We hope it helps.
Kathleen Dowling Singh. Silence. Silence can be frightening. The absence of noise can be deafening. Refraining from speech can block the ego's desire to frolic in one of its favorite amusement parks. Outward quiet, the absence of noise, and the refrainment from speech lifts the veil on the constant chatter going on in our minds. There's often a fear that we'll get engulfed or lost if we don't distract ourselves. A fear that we'll go mad in the craziness of our own minds. Many people carry the fear that if they open to their wounds and touch the deep wells of sorrow and hurt that they've kept contained in their psyches, those sorrows and hurts may be all they'll ever experience, exclusively and eternally. This is not so. We've been crazy, but not in the way that we think. Although we're usually unaware of it, especially if we have not yet begun to cultivate an awakening practice, our minds are constantly filled with the noise of our own inner monologue. It's a 24-hour talk show in there, unmonitored, uncensored. Although the monologue has no allegiance to reality whatsoever, we believe and react to every word. Our patterns run rampant in words, like kids in a classroom when the teacher steps out for just a moment. Weaning ourselves from automatically believing our own thoughts is an initial project if we wish to awaken. It requires mindful investigation and the wisdom to let go and skill in doing so. Weaning ourselves from believing our emotions as validations of the truth of our beliefs is a necessary step as well. It requires also mindful observation and skill in soothing and releasing the unease. This weaning becomes easier when we don't identify with or feel that we possess what's happening. We grow in our realization that awareness has no concept of self or preferences, no concept at all. If we wish to awaken, we need to wean ourselves from mindlessly following the lead habit patterns that we've created, that were created by that six-year-old within us, who has insufficient information and undeveloped capacity for judgment. Such habit patterns have no regard for our own happiness, only for their own viability.
Gosh, that's such a great line. You have insufficient information. I also love the image of that inner child that's creating these feelings within you. And if that image doesn't work for you, it could be a storm inside. It could be rough waters. It could be a traffic jam. Whatever it is that's causing that dissonance, that craziness inside of us that unfortunately comes up almost every day if you're human. To be able to speak to that tension and to be able to speak the line, you have insufficient information, is a powerful thing. Because we trust that voice, that traffic jam, that storm, those rough waters, that child. We trust it and we give it so much power. And sometimes we need to speak back to it and say, I don't think you have it all figured out. And that's where silence comes in. So the invitation today is to just take a deep breath. To let the silence flood your mind, just as the child, the storm, the traffic jam, the rough waters, just as the distance does. The invitation is to trust the silence as much as the child. So try and create as much space today for silence as you would give to the voice of that inner child.